And that was one of my best subjects, was arithmetic and algebra.
You mentioned math. What grades did you learn things like addition in? What grades did you start learning addition?
Oh, and around when I was first and second grade.
Mm-hmm. What about subtraction?
As in subtraction?
Yeah, what grade would you be in when you started learning math?
Well, in a one-teacher school, just as soon as you can give you anything you can absorb, you know, just fast and give it to you. And I don't remember that far back, you know, that's getting on back 65 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember about what grade that you would have, they started learning things like multiplication?
No, I don't have no idea. I'm in 34th grade, though, so they started teaching me. You turn your, learn your multiplication tables and stuff like that. And ABC, and that's about all they knew how to teach, you know. That's what I mean. But they wanted you to get that.
You said you went to the one-room school. How many teachers did they have in the school?
I had one there for a long time, then they finally built a little room off to one side and had two teachers.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that really sticks, anything that sticks in your mind about the school, anything you remember? Oh, how did they punish you? So when you misbehaved in school, what did they do to you? How would they punish you?
Take a switch and weigh you down. No. Weigh you down.
And I was always with you.
I never get very many whipping.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of them did. Mm-hmm. I always tried to do what was right. But I've always done the same thing, tried to do what was right with the other man. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I never had any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody I don't like, I don't speak to them, just don't have nothing to do with them. Just pass them up, mm-hmm. Go right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best way to have things.
That's right.
Anything that sticks in your mind about school, any experiences or anything?
Mm, not special. I know I couldn't get English. I knew that.
Had your hardest time with him?
That's the only thing. You get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
You tell me something about your family.
Well, Papa works hard all the time, and he, back in his early days, he'd have a turpentine steel and steel turpentine, had the rosin and spirits of turpentine and stuff, and he always farmed. Always had his little farm going. In his old days, in his young days, he bought a lot of this government land and then cut the timber off and just give it back to them.
Hmm.
And some of the old fellows around here hung on to the land, and they, in the old days, they had money to burn,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Okay. Probably wound up with 160 acres with his homestead, and he got half of his daddy's homestead,
mm-hmm.
Which was 80 acres, and it's right in Indiana on the river, just above the powerhouse. Of course, one of my brothers married, and he stayed with them until mother passed away in 42, and he was almost 50, then he married, and Papa passed away in 46, and Matthew, he got everything, you know, of course he gave us some of the cash that was in the bank, and paid some for the other, for a little bit on the 80, but he had spent all this time there with them, most of the time, which I mean, wasn't off at work sending them money in the old days. They had not even stayed back with them both until they passed away.
Where were your mother and father born?
Right here in Grinch, you might as well say. My daddy was born up there just about a mile out of Gantt.